Hi, this is Dave Kale, and welcome to this podcast. Today we're talking about the qualities of a great business leader, and we're going to talk about courage. Now, in a previous podcast, I wrote that qualities of character in the CEO or the principal were a more important indicator of business success than the business model, and I'm just going to expand on that concept. First, a disclaimer. This is one person's point of view. It's not the result of a study that surveyed 10,000 business owners. Instead, it's the product of my personal and anecdotal experience. Now, I have spoken to and with literally thousands of business executives in the U.S. and other countries, and I've personally and contractually worked with over 500 of them. I have, I believe, achieved a breadth of experience in the world of business that, coupled with a touch of wisdom, has a validity on its own. Still, it's one person's perspective. So I'm going to add to my list of qualities of character the quality of courage. Let's understand courage. The Oxford Dictionary defines courage as the ability to do something that frightens one. Now, Wikipedia adds to it. Courage is the choice and willingness to confront agony, pain, danger, uncertainty, or intimidation. Physical courage is courage in the face of physical pain, hardship, death, or threat of death, while moral courage is the ability to act rightly in the face of popular opposition, shame, scandal, discouragement, or personal loss. So courage, the ability to do something that frightens one, where there's a clear price to pay. Now, while few business leaders face threats that call for physical courage, they most often need moral courage to accomplish anything of substance. Starting a business enterprise almost always requires the entrepreneur or leader to face personal loss. Typically, it is the income associated with the job they're leaving to start the business, and often they must use their homes as collateral to acquire that first business loan. The prospect of personal loss is very real. It lingers just over the horizon. The lack of courage to face the personal loss is one of the barriers to entry for a lot of would-be entrepreneurs. Yet little of substance can be accomplished without a courageous leader willing to shoulder the consequences of failure. Examine major enterprises and big movements, and you will always find a courageous leader somewhere in the formative stages of that enterprise. One of the greatest examples of this comes from the Bible, in the story of Joshua. Now, here's the story. Moses has died, and Joshua is now the leader of the Hebrews. Joshua has been charged with the task of conquering the people who are then living in the promised land and taking possession of it for the Hebrew people. God gives him this promise, quote, "I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you." Well, now, that sounds like a slam dunk, doesn't it? It doesn't get any better than this. A personal promise from Jehovah that no one will be able to stand up to him. And yet, every major enterprise requires a courageous leader, and God encourages Joshua. I'm quoting now from Joshua 1, verses 6 through 9. "Be strong and be courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to give their forefathers to give them. Be strong and be courageous. Joshua, have I not commanded you? Be strong and be courageous." Now, Joshua is about to lead a major enterprise. He's going to move hundreds of thousands of people into the enemy's territory. Dozens of battles with the established forces. He's going to face enormous pressure from both inside and outside the camp. But what quality of character does he need to face up to those challenges, to stand in the face of opposition, to combat the forces allied against him? Courage. Notice that courage was necessary for leadership. God said, be strong and be courageous because you will lead. Why do you have to be strong and be courageous? Because you will lead. If you're going to lead, I'm talking to you now, if you're going to lead, you need to be strong and be courageous. I know of no other place in the entire Bible where God repeats himself word for word, three times in the course of one conversation. Courage is that important to the success of any enterprise. The larger and newer the enterprise, typically, the more courage is required. Joshua's was a huge challenge, and even with the promise of divine intervention, it required a correspondingly huge dose of courage. What about courage in business? Well, courage initiates. It sees an opportunity and it acts. While others can analyze, speculate, and procrastinate, courage gets out of bed, gets dressed, and launches out to take on the challenge. Any new enterprise, whether it's leading the Hebrews into the Promised Land or starting a new business, requires someone to act. And that action always carries with it the prospect of personal loss and criticism. Remember, the definition of courage is action. Courage is contagious. That may be one reason why it's required of a leader. It's like the spark that starts the bonfire. There's a lot of potential in the logs that surround a fire, but none of that potential to release heat and energy will be realized until a spark bursts into a flame. Someone must start it. Someone must act. Once the flame appears, the others can join in and create a bonfire. But someone has to start. That someone is the courageous leader. The literature associated with wars and battles, for example, is full of the stories of individuals who act courageously and inspire legions of others to do likewise. Courage grows out of the belief of something worthwhile that is valuable and attainable on just the other side of the action. In Joshua's case, note that God gave him the task and the promise of divine intervention first, and then encouraged him to be courageous. The action that courage stimulates without something to attain a higher and greater purpose for the action becomes foolishness. So courage always has some higher good that it strives for. There's a fine line between courage and foolishness, and knowledge tips the scale. A foolish person launches into a new venture without understanding the potential for personal loss, for criticism, for embarrassment and shame. The courageous leader gathers that information first and, equipped with a degree of knowledge, decides to initiate action and lead the troops. Courage may be the character trait that defines a great business leader. Without courage, the other traits in the series sit on the bench, waiting to be deployed. Courage, because it initiates, is what gets everyone off the bench and engaged in the fray. No great business leader attains a serious degree of success without courage.